Let's go a little bit of Naim. Okay, so the Mora is going through the case of the Mishnah, which referring to what the case of the Mishnah, what the case is. So the Mora came out that the case has to be that there's a combination of a Tanai and the Isser itself. And the Mora says if there would be the first day is the Tanai and the second day is the Isser, so there would not be a problem. That's a regular case of an Isser, which the Mishnah, what's the Mishnah telling me? So more it has to be the case is Alabadanayim. So the case is that he said the Tanai on the second day. So more says, okay, still, so what's the case of what's the Kiddush? If he didn't sleep on the first day, so what's the Bal Yachol Deboroi on the second day? He didn't sleep. Mostly the case is that he slept. Alma Isay Denayim, we allow him to sleep on the first day. And we're saying that now that he slept on the first day, the second day is Bal Yachol. But he's in Hakamash 1. Hareza Bal Yachol, the Warah Klaimer. Hareza Mutter, Lovely Day, Suffolk Bal Yachol. So Hareza Bal Yachol, the Warah, is another way of saying that we're going to allow him to be in that situation. In other words, Shim Yirot Zalishim Yom Rishon. We don't tell him he can't sleep on the first day. The Lo Yishin Kadesh Lo Yehi Efsher Lo Love the Day Bal Yachol, to prevent the problem, the potential problem. We say sleep on the first day if you want, and be careful on the second day. The more he answers that the case is not that you may sleep, but the Mishnah is saying what would be if you did sleep. So the Ron, Bakasha Bein, I have a question. When we ask before Besamuk, right before, Hamarta Kol Bisurim Mizdoyer, that the person's careful with his Isser, and therefore, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? My Kosha, what's the question? Name, why don't we say the following? The Mishnah means like this: Raise the Bal Yachol, Klamer Mutter Lor Lishan B'Yom Rishon, which is the day of the Tanai in that case. Well, Hachas Atzur with some Bal Yachol Mishum the Bizure Mizdoyer. So we're going to the Kiddush. The point of the Mishnah is we allow him to sleep on day one in order to become to a potential Bal Yachol in day two, because that's okay because the person's careful on day two. And that's exactly what we're saying right now. We switch around the case now. The Isser is in day one, and the Tanai is in day two. And we're saying you can sleep on day one, and you bring yourself to a potential Bal Yachol on day two because it's okay. You won't sleep on day two. It's the exact same thing. Nearly the Hainu time, but so the Ron says like this. We can't answer that question before. Mishum the if the point of the mission is telling me that it's mutter, because the Bisurim is dire, so that you're careful with the Isser, then Bereisha Habul the Shminan Isure the Bitanoi Lum is dire. If you're telling me that only Bisurim is dire, like Rab holds, and not Bitanai, so Mishnah should have told me both two cases. One case which it's not permitted because B'tanai lo mizdar. When it's Isra day one and Tanai day two. And then say, but if it's the other way around, where it's the Tanai day one and Isra day two, that's mutter. How is Shemin Isra with the B'tanai lo mizdar? First, the ha Omer Reb Yehuda B'tanai lo mizdar. That which he's worried about, chashash of Rabbanu Baal Mahu, it's a chashash of the Chacham created. The Malib Shita is not so obvious. Kuli Hai, it's not so obvious. The Ram Nachman Poligalo, he's here, Nachman argues on it. So that is a more important to tell me, or it's a bigger Kiddush to tell me. Vehechi Roa Tana Lashminan, Shayusa, the male Shminan law. Kuli Amma Maidabo. Why would the Tana feel a need to discuss the case of the Heter, which nobody argues about, everybody agrees to, rather than discuss the case of the Isser, which is not supposition? That's much more important than Delmi. So that's the word before. If that's the case you're talking about, like that doesn't work. Even if you must be the point of the mission is not to tell me yisur, but to tell me heter. To tell me heter by case of tanai. The shvinim tanai lafilu b'tanai means doyer b'tivtu Rav Yehuda. It's a good argument. So some more steret. He could only the inayim. But Rabbi Masnis in the hard Rav Yehuda also shvinim. The kiddush of the mission is like Rav Yehuda that it's not normally mutter. This is how you read it. Yizoyer shal yishin yom yishin. Be careful not to sleep in day one. The yishin karavu lov l'day bal yachol d'baroi. The mitzvah lo mizdoyer. So it's not telling me, like we've said before, that you're allowed to put yourself into a situation of potential bal yachol. It's telling me you have to. It's telling me hereid bal yachol d'baroi. Don't you dare do this because you're going to potentially have a big problem. You'll be over bal yachol. That's how you read the Mishnah. Ravina said that we'll go back to the original question of that if it's written, it's a case of Eber Mamish. That's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. The Shkach, the Tana, and we find that like the bright price which we bring, that you can use the lashon of yachal d'baroi on a isad rabbanon. Shemachi taught it, but mestisin b'nedorim raised him about yachal d'baroi. But tani aser kitani mishuas mishuas aser midino b'nedorim lo mitzvah elam mirabbanon mishum lesed the yachal. So we change the lashon by mishuas. We said iser. So which is interesting. We would have flipped it around. By Shulz, he would have said Loshen Bal Yachol D'Baroi. He would have said Oster there to the right, and here to the Rabbanan. Right? So he would have said Loshen over there, the Pasuk, and he would have said it's Oster. I mean, Rabbanan is Oster. But we do the exact opposite. I'll tell you Bal Yachol D'Baroi. I mean, it's because of Bal Yachol. Therefore, it's an Asmach, the type of a Svara. So. Because of Bal Yachol, we answer this case as well. The Mefarish over here says interesting Kanech, which is a nice Kanech in the Gemara, which interesting, the Ram doesn't go like that. He says the point over here is the time you get Malchus Min Rabbanan. We just write Lashon of Aser. I would say it's Aser. I wouldn't say you get Malchus because of it. This is saying it's Bal Yachol. To say that Mirabonan, we gave it a full din of a chiyuv lav, so there's going to be Malchus Maris Mirabonan for the Isser.
But that's on any Dirabonan now. Malchus Maris is only for special cases?
I wouldn't say it like that, but there are definitely cases of Dirabonan which you don't get Malchus Maris. Not all Rabbanans get Malchus Maris. So, over here, the Talmud wanted to stress that it does get Malchus Maris. He used Lashon Bal Yachol D'Baroi. It's equivalent to Balav that gets Malchus. Okay. Tanad. Back in the Gemara. So eight lines up. There's a mission later on, which has this type of discussion. Tanan shot in the Hennessy that he answers his wife that she can't have benefit from him out of Pesach and tell the Beis Avich out of Chag. So they're holding somewhere at the beginning of the winter, and he says, from now till next Sukkot, you can't go home. And if you go home, you're going to be usher until Pesach. They have enough from him. So it's possible that she benefits from him from now till Pesach. She has now 6 months from Pesach to Sukkot to be careful not to be nehana from her father, because retroactively, there would be an isser in her hanah from her husband till the Pesach. Um, Hochel lifnei haPesach, asur b'hanoser ad haPesach. So the mission says if she went before Pesach, she's also till Pesach. Versus Hochel lifnei haPesach, asur loy Hochel loy. That the mission's mashma that she didn't go, she's not the asur. Omer Baba, Hochel lifnei haPesach, asura. Veloika. If she went for Pesach and then she had an oil, she has an issur, you get Malchus. Loi Holcha, if she didn't go before Pesach and she had benefits, so or there's Yisur Ba'alma. We can only, if she would benefit, that would be Issur. We can't get Malchus because we don't know what's going to be. If she went already and then she had benefits, so it's a Suraswara. We know about it. This was Varia, so she's Shaykh Malkus. But if she benefited from the husband and she didn't go before Pesach, we'd say that action is also to do. It's also for her benefit because we don't know what's going to be in the future. But you can't get Malkus. Okay. Ema Seifa. Then the Seifa said, Achra Pesach. If she goes after Pesach, she has the sister of Vayachal Dvoroi. If she did benefit, she now has a binding Isser Vayachal Dvoroi to prevent her from going to Sukkot. In order not to be over the Mafreya on her Hanwa before Pesach. So the more. There's no Bayachal if she wasn't Mishani. Alpshita the Ishani. So the case has to be that she had a law. Alma Mishani, so we see that we assume that she had a law. Means we're going to allow that. And then put on her an Isser until Sukkah is not to go. But to you, the Rabbi Yehuda? Okay. The more answers, Kikitani, the case was not that she may be Mishani, but the Isani, if she did have a Noah, raise him about Yachal Demoroi, she has an Issa about Yachal Demoroi, because of the fact that she had a Noah, so now she's bound till then. We would not allow her, the Chathkila, to do so. Okay. Zataran. So now,
to have her from her husband before her
husband. Correct. Can't allow her to have a law because we're afraid that she will not be careful not to go. So now, shat at Nehenesli, Klemmer, Mishali. It means, he said, you can't be Nehenes from me. Li means to me, means Mishali from me. Yitachal Abesavich. So, Holka Surah. If she went, which means the materis lehonus kadam pesach calls manshlo telus. If she didn't go before Pesach, she's allowed to. If she went, she's obviously also. If she didn't go, she's allowed to be in the henna and then deal with it. Valbagav shat hennesli iser mitechel vetsavich is tonight. Shemamidah feel a bit tonight means lawyers. We see over here that she's careful with it tonight. I'm sorry. So the more is going that as a question already from the first half. It's more as a medayik. If she's loy halka, she didn't go. She's not. There's no problem. She's allowed to be in the henna. And her Rabab is answering. If she went, is a sur b'hamnosay b'loyka. Klamer loyka he. Avahu en loyka she loyosa shemisser el shedira. I'm not sure what the Ron's grappling with. The Tananami Hoshwin Aga Workhe, the law, Rechiva Isura, of a loyal law. So the point of the Mishnah is that she has the Isra, not him. Klal. Alaram because of loika who he gets malchus shehidira when he who made the netter im hehera oisa if he actively gave her the hanoa see he was there with the yisur. Al he had a loika the kima lo nodra klal a shach ba lo yachal demoroi. So how can she have an isur by yachal demoroi? She can have this or of mila bekonomis whatever. She can't have this or by yachal. Because it's not her dibur. So the Rambam less said the vadai who en oloika. It's wrong because it can't be that he gets malchus. Mabina come perak ain ben amuter. Kavi yeshmila bekonomis. Omer vacha braid rav ika the ravashi. Kikri alecha. So he made his kikir also on the person. Menosla b'matana. And then. The one who made the netter gives it to the mutter b'matana. Meanwhile, who's there with the yisur? Marzalimom noisin. The one who gives it should be b'moyal holo yisira alei. It's not also on him. Alma ein ho yisur over klal. So we see that the one, even though he was the madir, and he's actively, as it were, causing the yisur to be over, it's not called he did anything. Okay, v'mudr nami vale over, and A, but the Mordechai says you get Malkus, so who's that? So the answer is the mudr gets the Malkus. The Abogad l'ksiv lo yachel demoroi, he should not make his words kulin, assuming that the he in the sentence, the pronoun is referring to the one who made the netter. Lo yachel adibur ka'amar, it's saying that the dibur, whoever it is, should not become kulin. So, the mother should not be meichel devaroi of the madir. So we're changing the pronouns in the similar sentence, but that's okay. And he brings a raya to that. That's the whole by the raya.